Here's a thought I'll title, You Are Different Today. I have a particular audience for this comment. I'd like to address today's comments to those of you who've been doing photography for, say, 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 years. It's an interesting little exercise for those of us who've been around for a while, is to go back and look at our first completed project with the intention of redoing that project today. Let's say, for example, in your 20s, you did a project that consisted of waterfalls, and so you have 5 or 10 or 20 images that were waterfall images, and that was your first body of work that you put together as a body of work. Well, what if you were to go back today, now that you're no longer in your 20s, and you were to photograph that same subject, maybe even those same waterfalls if you still live in the same area, and how would you approach that subject differently today based on the fact that you're now an older and more mature photographer? This is not a theoretical exercise. This is a pragmatic one. We can all look back at our archives and find something that we were passionate about photographing in the earliest days of our photographic life. Well, go back and re-photograph those things. And do you make the same photographs today with maybe better technique, maybe better equipment, better lenses, better execution? Or would you go back to those same subjects and photograph them in an entirely new and different way? Depending on how those images look today, what does that say about your photographic progress, your photographic career? Did you photograph them brilliantly in your 20s and now you would photograph them exactly the same because you did so well in your 20s? Or would you photograph it entirely differently today because you're in your 60s or your 70s and you see the world differently than you did back then? And again, I'm not talking about technological improvements. Certainly the equipment we have today is better than what we had 20 or 40 or 50 years ago. The optics are better. The processing tools are better. I'm talking about what aesthetic differences would you do today because you're photographing them after decades of experience. There's an old story in the art world that says that some artists mature quickly, and so they're brilliant and genius in their 20s, and others require decades of maturing in order to find their most accomplished vision. Which kind of photographer are you? And here again, I would propose this is not just an intellectual or rhetorical question, but actually gives us something to think about the entire nature of our photographic and creative life. Some artists do their best work when they're young, and they have fresh ideas and enthusiasm. And photographers in that category probably have to work a little harder in their later years to be as interesting and as exciting a photographer, because it doesn't come as easily to them as it did in their 20s. And then there are other photographers who in their 20s just fumbled around a lot, but maybe in their 50s or 60s really came into their own because of their maturing vision and perhaps even deeper relationship with photography and the visual world. Which kind of photographer are you today? The one thing I do know is we're all different than we were in our youth. The question is, how? Qualitatively, how? And does that lead us to different strategies now that we're in our elder years than the ones that perhaps worked so well for us in our youth? We are different today. And it could be a very important thing to know how we are different today. What are the best strategies for producing exciting new work in our 50s, 60s, 70s, or 80s that are appropriate as we dive more deeply into our elder years of creativity?
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.